In the lunchtime edition, hours after reopening, Lester Vaughan Secondary closed again over environmental and other concerns. An apparent sick-out forces Good Shepherd Primary to also close for the day. Ahead of today's vote on his membership application, Ralph Thorne feeling warmly welcomed back into the fold of the DLP. Political scientists accuse the DLP of bungling Mr. Thorne's return to the party, calling the process messy and embarrassing. As one of two new opposition senators urges unity within the DLP and wants his colleagues to keep their business in-house. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Classes at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School and Good Shepherd Primary have been suspended for the day. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, says that the Lester Vaughan School was closed at noon and classes will be facilitated remotely tomorrow and Wednesday.
This is to allow the school's Board of Management to facilitate work on that compound following results of a smoke test, which was conducted on Saturday, February 17, and Sunday, February 18. The materials to be used in the remedial works may cause some irritation to some, so in the interest of health and comfort to those on the plant, it is recommended that school, or rather classes, should be facilitated remotely. Parents and guardians who need to collect their children and wards should do so as soon as possible.
Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is concerned about the results of the smoke test conducted at the school and how it's affecting their members. Shop steward for the union at the school, Alvin Babb, says teachers felt it was unsafe to venture onto the school compound when they arrived this morning.
Teachers arrived at school and were very concerned about the reports of the smoke tests. And the information that was contained in that smoke test showed that there were some breaches in the sewer system and other concerns on the plant. Armed with that knowledge, some teachers felt it very unsafe to come into the building of itself and any further than the car park or under the trees by the field, and waited for further information from management.
Lester Vaughan shop steward Alvin Babb. Meantime, 18 teachers have called in sick at Good Shepherd Primary, forcing the school to close. This follows last Friday's incident where reports of a male teacher threatening his co-workers online led to the Barbados Police Service being called in to address the matter and the school being closed.
The Good Shepherd Primary School was scheduled to resume normal classes from today. The Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training deployed four counselors as well as an education officer to ensure the smooth resumption of classes from today. In a show of support, the Barbados Police Service also deployed two police officers who remained on the compound. Yesterday, there was a meeting between the teachers and their representatives, the Barbados Union of Teachers. This morning, 18 teachers reported ill. As a result, the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training took the decision to close the Good Shepherd Primary School.
The Ministry of Education's communications consultant, Gaynell Marshall, in the lunchtime edition. The Democratic Labour Party, DLP, seems set to have a new political leader by sometime this evening, as political analysts accuse the party of bungling Ralph Thorne's attempt to cross over to the DLP after splitting from the ruling Barbados Labour Party. Mr. Thorne, the MP for Christchurch South, has been enthusiastically welcomed by a section of the DLP in attempting to rejoin the party, but the Executive Council seemed set over the weekend to reject his application. There have been concerns about his alleged failure to adequately consult with the party's president and general secretary prior to formally submitting an application for membership, and especially about his appointing opposition senators without input from the DLP leadership. Today's second attempt to vote on Mr. Thorne's application follows mediation efforts yesterday at the home of the party's general secretary, Steve Blackett. Speaking on today's edition of VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines described the party's handling of the thorn matter as messy.
I think it also is kind of messy to have stated last week, the president, Ronnie Yearwood, have stated last week that we welcome Mr. Thorne with open arms. And when it comes to the welcome, so kind of behind your back as opposed to open, there's mixed messaging that's occurring because you have the top man there, but the office is not open on Friday. You talk about open arms, but then you have to delay the decision making on the application process. There are a lot of contradictory things that are happening here that I think probably should have happened behind the scenes before any pronouncements were made publicly about Mr. Thorne being accepted to the DLP or welcomed with open arms to avoid this kind of embarrassment. And it is embarrassing.
Dr. Hines believes these events convey the impression of a divided party. Her views were echoed by another political scientist on the Brass Tacks program, Dr. George Brathwaite.
This could have been the type of bridge that they needed to heal some of those issues in relation to the factions within the party. So again, I think it is a missed opportunity, and it allows the perception that the unreadiness of the Democratic Labour Party at this time.
Political scientist Dr. George Brathwaite. Meantime, Rand Walters, one of the new opposition senators recently appointed by Ralph Thorne, has called for unity in the DLP and urged his party colleagues to keep their differences in-house. He was speaking just before introducing Mr. Thorne, the final speaker at last evening's meeting of the DLP St. Michael Northwest branch. Mr. Walters also made it clear he believes all voices in the party need to be heard.
We must overcome our differences with a matter of urgency. We are complementary. Where one has a weakness, the other one has a strength. We can support each other, and we must support each other. There will not be no more, this body can't speak, and this body can't go, and none of that. Done with that.
For his part, Ralph Thorne was confident he is being warmly welcomed back into the fold of the DLP.
You have welcomed me home, back home, with wounds on my body, like a wounded child. The fatted calf. For the prodigal son. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back into my life. It's been a long time, but I'm going to make this time a good time.
And on the streets, the public has been having their say.
I would like him to be the leader that he try and help the Democratic Labour Party.
It makes no difference. Just still get the same 30 love. What's the difference?
I don't feel they're going to accept me. Because if they want him from the beginning, that was start from the first beginning.
He should stay where he was. Yeah, because they don't really want him. He should not put Walters before Rodney. If Rodney is the leader, he should have made Rodney a senator.
Reaction on the streets to the Ralph Thorne return to the DLP. The governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antoine, says the growth outlook for the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union is positive and that the economies continue to expand. And hundreds of towns and villages in Bolivia have been put under alert as torrential rains continue to wreak havoc in that South American country. Our top stories. Hours after reopening, Lester Vaughan Secondary School closed yet again over environmental and other concerns. An apparent sick out forces Good Shepherd Primary to also close for the day. Ahead of today's vote on his membership application, Ralph Thorne feeling warmly welcomed back into the fold of the DLP. Political scientists, meantime, accused the DLP of bungling Mr. Thorne's return to the party, calling the process messy and embarrassing. One of the two new opposition senators, Rand Walters, urges unity within the DLP and wants his colleagues to keep their business in-house. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.